Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Welcome. We're so happy to be with you this evening. Here we come from sunny California. We've been having some beautiful weather. It hasn't even gotten close to 100 for the last few days, which is a real treat for us to have that kind of weather. I was over at my mother's house in Phoenix a week ago, and it was 116 over there. So Corinna lives in Arizona as well, and we have Corinna Ellie with us tonight, one of our favorite fellow coaches, and she's on the show with us to help us with our discussion on intention. So, Corinna, usually we start out the show with kind of looking at what we've done this past week. And so we'll start with Kelly. And, Kelly, tell us what exciting things have gone on in your life this last week.
Well, they kind of involved you. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I spent supporting a fabulous Pathways to Change with Terry Sayer and Katrina Thompson, who's also been on our show before. And that was a lot of fun because I got to participate and support and use a lot of my skills. So that was a lot of fun. Well, especially because I had just been to Pathways to Change in New Jersey, and so it was kind of a refresher and let me see if I had really been staying on that path that I had said I would stay on when I was in New Jersey. So it was really cool, and we had some amazing people there, and that was a lot of fun to be there with those people and to see them also experience it, and to also see Katrina and Terry shine as presenters. So that was a lot of fun. This was also
Go ahead.
Oh, this was also the last week of school. So the girls are very excited now to be out of school. And so Sunday we actually had a very busy day. After church, we rushed to Tulare and had our monthly family birthday party. And then we had a friend's child's birthday party. And then we had my niece's graduation / moving / wedding reception / announcing she's pregnant party. So that was... That was a lot of fun, and so I got to see my older sisters, and so it was a big family day on Sunday. And then when we got home, I hadn't really spent that much time with my kids because I had been gone since Thursday, and so we just sat and we watched Harry Potter. It was awesome, and then
fun.
So yeah. Busy week, lots of fun.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity to put into practice the training that Katrina and I had received at Business in a Box with our Fearless Living community. And Katrina lives in Boston, so she flew out on Wednesday, the first time she'd ever been to Central California. So we had to show her, you know, the agricultural basis for our community, plus we were really fortunate because it can be, the week before it had been 103 and 104 here in Tulare, but it was beautiful the whole time she was here. I mean, it was lovely and cool in the morning, and by late afternoon it had cooled down. So it was pleasant, really pleasant time to have her here. And then doing the workshop for the first time, we had worked so hard on all the preparation, and it went really well. And Kelly was an amazing support. And everyone there made such shifts in their thinking using these 12 principles in the pathway to change. So it was an amazing time to be able to put into practice these steps in our lives. So I know that Corinna is going to be doing Business in a Box with Kelly coming up here. I think it's moved now to when, Kelly? February, April?
I think it's in April.
April. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we can support them in doing the same thing. But we're really thrilled to have Corinna with us tonight. And Corinna, just bring us up to date on what you're doing with Fearless Living and exciting things that are happening in your life as you apply these principles as well.
Okay. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's really exciting to be here. Excuse me. I finished up my Fearless Living training in November and became a certified coach in November. So that was a huge accomplishment. I was really excited to be able to do that. And I think this is such a wonderful program. And the things that we learn as coaches, how they help us in our lives. Presently, I'm not doing much in the way of coaching. I'm focusing a little bit more on the business that my husband and I own, and I am currently working with another coach, with J.J. Frederickson, and trying to kind of get back on track to gear up my own coaching practice, and I'm enjoying working with her so much and her insight and the wonderful things that she's discovered and implementing into her coaching practice. So that's kind of where I'm at with my coaching. I'm gearing up to start working with clients and am so very excited to be able to go to Business in a Box in April next year, and especially excited to be able to be there with Kelly and learn those skills, because I've been kind of watching the different coaches that did go through that program and how they are currently using those skills to have workshops in their areas, and it's just so exciting, and I can't wait until I'm doing that myself. It looks like a great opportunity.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
JJ was my, when I was first coached in Fearless Living, she was going through the CFLC program at the time, and I was one of her practice clients. And so JJ and I have had a friendship for a long time, and I know that she's doing some amazing things. Did she do a hand analysis with you?
She did do that. That's
isn't that fun?
I'd never experienced that. In fact, I'd never really even heard of it. And some of the insight that came through in the analysis is just spot on. And so it's really interesting in pairing that up with like your Wheel of Fear and your Wheel of Freedom, and it just opens up a whole spectrum of different things to look at as far as kind of how you tick and what makes you work and the things that you can draw from. It's really cool. I really enjoy working with her.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I just love how Fearless Living principles and the whole Wheel of Fear and Wheel of Freedom fit in with so many other things that we study and that come our way. It's like I tell Kelly, I said, the truth is the truth, you know, and it comes in a lot of different packages from a lot of different sources. But what it comes down to is, you know, our unique nature, and the Wheel of Fear and the Wheel of Freedom bring out our unique triggers and our essential natures, and the hand analysis really goes right along with that. And we do a lot with Carol Tuttle and Dressing Your Truth, which also goes right along with that. And it's just the more clarity you can have about your nature, your energy, the way you function, the more clear your intentions can be, and the more focused your priorities become. And you can really start to just focus in on what unique gifts you have to share with others. And I just love the way that works. And I think JJ is really good at tying out those things together too, with all the different opportunities that she's had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yes, here at Fearless Generations, we are big JJ fans.
Yeah. Yeah, she's my fifth daughter.
That's cool. Yeah, she's a great person.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, because it sounds to me like what you're being able to do is really focus your priorities and your intentions, which is the topic that we have tonight, based upon, you know, assistance from your coaching community and particularly having a personal coach, and then just integrating that with the other insights that you have in your sphere of influence as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, intention plays into so many different things, and the thing that I look at intention as is a gateway to possibility. I think that intention just opens things up that, you know, through expectations we really limit ourselves, and either something should happen or it shouldn't happen, or it does or it doesn't, and that's as far as we see. And I think when we use intention and we just open ourselves up to maybe what's going to happen along with other things that happen that we weren't even focusing on or counting on or planning on, and having that openness and being willing to go into a situation with intention just gives us all kinds of opportunities that I don't think we're going to have otherwise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree, and I think that because possibilities come right before intentions, I believe. Isn't that the what's right before?
Yes.
Yeah, so possibilities is the step. And one of the things that we noticed in the Pathway to Change workshop is the order that the steps are sequenced makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you live in the present moment, which really helps you to get out of that land of expectations, you know, you let go of the past and surrendering, and you start to really live in the present moment. And then you, in the present moment, you're looking at all the possibilities, and then you get to intention, and then you're able to really look at those possibilities, but it gives you a tool to align those possibilities with an intention. Because if you're like me, I'm a big picture person, so I'm looking at all these possibilities, and without a clear intention, I can just be almost chasing my tail, you know, going after all these different possibilities. And when I can set an intention and be clear that that's aligned with my values and my nature, then I can focus on the possibilities that are going. When I make a choice, I know that I'm in alignment with that intention and moving forward. Yeah. So I think it's so interesting the way that they fall in line, in alignment, in terms of the 12 steps within. After intention comes trust, you know, and just the ability then to trust those choices and to trust that intention and trust yourself in making those decisions and following those possibilities and not being deterred by past and future, but staying in that present moment.
Right, right. And what I like what you said earlier about unique gifts, and I see that something that intention brings out as well, and that also makes me think of the work, the hand analysis work that I'm doing with JJ, and recognizing that we all have unique gifts that only we can bring. You're the only one that has the gifts that you have. Nobody else can touch that. Nobody else can come close to that. And I love the way that intention helps you pursue that. And I just like the way you said that. I think that we've all got something very special within us that we need to bring forth, and the intention is a great way to do that.
Every time I do a workshop or I talk with other coaches, or Shelly and I just kind of brainstorm around these steps, it just helps to align both my spirit, my soul, and my mind and my heart, you know, to just really align those things together around my core intentions, and then being able to write specific intentions around a certain set of circumstances or a certain time frame, but always having that overarching intention that speaks to my wholeness, you know, my spirit, my body, my mind, and my heart. And so I get, the more clear I get on those intentions, that overarching intention, and always keeping that in mind, kind of like a filter, to filter the more specific intentions that are moving me, you know, from one decision to the next decision, and focusing my progress through the coaching program or whatever it is that you're working on at the moment. Right now it's my health that I'm working on, and just being able to have those intermittent or those more short-term intentions that I can then focus with goals underneath those to keep on track. If it's a diet or sleep or exercise or, you know, whatever it is that I'm working on at the moment. But I got a lot more clear on intentions just working with this new group of people that we work with this past weekend. Anytime you share, you know, anytime you're the teacher or the facilitator, who learns the most? You know, it's you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn something, teach it, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
it's interesting.
Go ahead.
I was just going to share that I'm doing a class with Rhonda right now, with Rhonda Britton right now, called Fearless Body.
Oh, are
Body.
You? You're
yeah,
doing that
and we had a call today, and it was very interesting. I mean, when I was thinking about body, I was thinking about like weight or health or, you know, just different things like that. But what we talked about today was how your body is a barometer, and how if you just listen to your body, it will tell you what's going on. It will tell you what it needs. It will tell you so much. And I've never really thought of it in that way. And I recognize that in my own body, I react to stress with my stomach just gets really upset. And I know that. I recognize that. I know, but that's it. I know that it's from stress. I know that it really irritates me when it happens because it just, you know, I don't like my stomach being upset, whatever, you know, that kind of a thing. But today, mm-hmm. I really was thinking, as we were talking about this, of setting an intention, of starting to really listen to my body. And when that happens, I'm willing to practice listening to my body. And as simple as that sounds, it just opens up so much as far as instead of being irritated that I feel the way I feel or, you know, kind of bummed out that I'm stressed or whatever, going back to the root of whatever's going on. Why, you know, where did this come from? Why is this happening? But I see that I never really thought of doing that until I put it into the perspective of intention. I am mm-hmm. willing to practice listening to my body. And so all of a sudden now, instead of just saying, oh, man, my stomach's really upset, and, you know, leaving it at that, the intention of allowing myself to really listen to what my body is trying to tell me is going to kind of help me pinpoint back to, okay, well, why? What, you know, what happened? There's got to be something that happened before this that brought you to this place. So I see just today, I see using that intention as something that is going to really help me just kind of look at myself and recognize, you know, what's the deal? What's going on? So
mm-hmm.
intention is so powerful. It can be used in so many different ways.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, how that intention will now serve you into looking beyond the physical stomach being upset to the more, well, what's happening to my emotions? What's happening to my mind? You know, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I doing that's causing this, and being able to really do some work on the things that you can change, you know, that you can apply those other principles to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That's great.
Yeah. I would love for you to, you know, keep us posted on how that goes.
Oh, I will. I will. And I am also going to be going to California, not this weekend, but the following weekend. I just signed up to actually do the, you know, the live at her home.
Oh, you're doing the live class too.
I am. So I'm very, very excited about that. I mean, it's always so much fun to be able to be with Rhonda, and especially when you can be with her in a situation mm-hmm. like that where you get the attention, you know, just for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that is so wonderful. So, yeah, I would love to kind of keep you posted on how this all goes. But I just see this as, again, with the intentions of just opening up so much more than I would have looked at otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's what intention does. I think it really expands our view on the subject that we're trying to keep our focus on. Like my general intention or overall intention is I'm willing to practice trusting myself more because that's my essential nature. And so I've had that one for quite a while. And it's like over the years, like my definition of trusting myself has expanded. My, you know, my willingness to acknowledge myself when I have trusted myself has expanded. Like I just feel like it's, you know, it's really supported me and just even seeing, because that's my focus, seeing myself in ways that I've trusted myself. Because that's kind of the hard part of, oh yeah, I'm going to say I trust myself more, but then if I don't acknowledge myself for doing it, you know, will it really, you know, how strong of an intention is it? So I really, really love intention. And what I was thinking of when you guys were talking was with when you said possibilities with intention, which is, you know, possibilities is step 8 and intention step 9. So it's, they do go hand in hand. And it's like, it's that, you know, that tool you can use to know when to say yes and when to say no. And I think that that's really important, because you're, you know, when you're have all these possibilities coming forth, you know, towards you and all of them look good, it's like, okay, well, what's my intention? What is my goal? Where's my focus? And which one of these possibilities is going to best support me in going forward with that intention and being able to, you know, stay on this path that I have for myself and that I'm trying to, you know, stay focused with. So like for my focus, it's self-love. So what's going to best help me to, you know, stay on that path of self-love and self-care this year? You know, does this possibility support that or does this possibility support that? And, you know, and it makes it a little bit easier to make decisions and choices.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I was writing down what you were saying. I like to keep notes. Yeah, but I think really it just creates a nice filter, you know, a nice filter to keep us in alignment. Because I think it's mm-hmm. when we get out of alignment with our actions don't align with our values or our head and our heart aren't aligned, that's when we get in trouble. And that I mean we get out of sync and mm-hmm. we're almost our actions might be counterproductive to our values or our thoughts might be counterproductive to our soul and just way it's a way of really filtering and keeping focused on our intention allows us then to stay in alignment. And I think that's what Corinna's saying, that's the real power of mm-hmm. The alignment in looking at your body and loving yourself and really mm-hmm. that your body is so much more than what you look like and how much you weigh, you know?
Right.
It's so much right. more than that. And so I'm really excited you're going to that class at Rhonda's house. I would have loved to have done that. But I'm going to be in Iceland mm-hmm. that week. And
oh,
Well,
I really wanted to do that, too. I'm excited to hear about all of the different experiences because it's supposed to be really hands-on. And I know Janet's going to be there supporting. And so I'm just really excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I am, too. And just, you know, Rhonda, I mean, just kind of listening, especially today, I think I was a little bit hesitant at first to the calls came as a part of getting the live class, you know, that's going to happen at her house. And mm-hmm. The last call, I enjoyed it and there was great information, but it was like the call today just clicked and starting to realize how many different things there are that, when you think of body and it's not just weight. It's not just, you know, your physical appearance. There's just so much more to it and appreciating and the support that your body gives you. And, you know, no matter what happens, it's always there for you, you know. So I'm really excited to finish this class. I think it's going to be great. And I will definitely keep you guys in the loop as far as what's going on and the different things I take away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited now. I'm even more excited about the retreat so we can pick your brain.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm at the mature end of this, Fearless Generations, and I'm so grateful for the health I have and for the dexterity and the flexibility that I still have in my body, because, I mean, there are many people my age that are, you know, totally incapacitated. And I think, you know, this body is just an amazing, wonderful thing. I mean, a third of it is genetic, so, you know, I just lucked out. But the rest is that I try to eat healthily and I avoid, you know, harmful substances, and I'm just so grateful that I have the health that I have. And so I every day, when I write my gratitudes and when I say my prayers, I am thankful that I have a body that still works as well as it does, you know. So
that's great to
take that even further, because I'm so grateful that I have a mind that can, you know, I mean, it's just a lot of people my age are, you know, they've given up and they're starting to deteriorate, which is not because of their age, it's because of their attitude. Mm-hmm. And our bodies can do so much more than I think we give them credit for doing. And they're just such an important part of the quality of our life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I believe that too. Yeah. And it's recognizing that, I think, that, like you said, being grateful and your gratitudes and your prayers and recognizing just exactly how amazing our bodies are and what they do for us. And I think a lot of times we just flat take it for granted. We don't even, give it.
I mean, Heavenly
Father
knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing
Absolutely.
When he created these bodies.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're our greatest gift. They're our greatest gift. They're the reason we came here to the earth, you know, and they're our greatest gift. And we just, I'm so excited that you're going to share all this with us. Yay!
I am too.
Okay, well, our time is almost up. So last thought, Kelly, Corinna, about intention?
What I would say about intention is, like I said before, it's just the gateway to opening up so much out there that not limiting yourself, not limiting your focus, not limiting your beliefs. It's opening yourself up to be accepting to the situations that you're in and what comes your way, and recognizing that. I think intention is such a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Kelly?
I think that as we open ourselves up to possibilities, I mean, same thing along the line that Krina's saying, and we use our intentions to help us to know the right path to go, that's really going to increase our confidence, and it's going to help us to acknowledge how awesome we're already doing, and it's going to support us in continuing to go forward and moving towards our dreams and our goals and the life that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your willingness to share your insights and for your enthusiasm and for accepting the possibilities in your life that have blessed my life and the lives of those who come in contact with you. So I'm so excited about the possibilities that we have, and as Fearless Living coaches, our intention is to bring this message to the world so that people can have the same understanding of how to move forward in their lives, not being blocked by their past or stuck in the future, but living in the present moment with possibilities and intentions and being able to reach for their dreams and to be fearless and to move forward in spite of fear. And it's just a wonderful place to be. It's an amazing community, and we appreciate Corinna so much and look forward to being with her soon, and hopefully she'll come back on our show again and share her insights with you as she continues working with Rhonda on the on the body image and in her other work that she's doing as well. So our time is gone. Thank you so much, Corinna. And good luck this week, next weekend. It'll be amazing. We're really looking forward to hearing about that. And take care of yourself. And Kelly, thank you as always being my partner. And both of you have a wonderful week. And remember to be fearless.
Be fearless.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.